We're back up and running. Very good. We've got about just under 15 minutes till the top of the hour, which should give us a good amount of time to meet some of our new staff. Director Kirschman, are we ready?
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, members of the Commission, Secretary Roebling. Tom Kirschman, Director of the Wildlife Division. Have two new staff I'd like to introduce to you today. Opposite sides of the state, but first we're going to introduce one of our staff members out at our Rapid City office, Region 1, in the outdoor campus, and that is Brett Johnson. And I believe Brett is with us. There he is. Really excited to have Brett join GF&P, and the role that he's going to play is he fills a vacant naturalist position that we have in our outdoor campus. And it's a big part of what we do in respect to our R3 efforts. We really have revamped our programs at the outdoor campuses to focus on hunting, fishing, trapping, and outdoor-related activities like that. And Brett's going to be a great addition to our overall team as an agency. He's got a vast experience in hunting and fishing. He absolutely loves the outdoors, enjoys spending time doing that, and we're really excited to have Brett join the team and be part of that. So, Brett, welcome to the team and look forward to all the hard work that you're going to be doing in our R3 efforts moving forward. So we're really excited to fill that. We've had that position vacant for a little while, and there's a lot of programs, a lot of activities go on at the outdoor campuses, as you all know, and so really excited to have Brett on the team and moving forward with continued efforts at our outdoor campus. From there, I'm going to go to the next new employee, a part of the team. This is up in Commissioner Locken's world, up at our Aberdeen office. And Alicia Heipel, and she is the secretary up there, our main assistant at the Aberdeen office. There she is joining us. She's a native of Britain, but has been in Aberdeen for quite some time now. She joins us, her husband, two young kids, and a pup, a lab that sounds like that lab puppy is pretty rambunctious, which we all know they can be. But she started back on November 13 and got thrown right into the mix of deer replacement licenses and tags, and that's always a busy time of the year. But again, these positions are so integral to the work that we do at each and every one of our regional and district offices. These positions provide support to all staff, whether they're biologists, officers, whatever it might be, answer a lot of questions from the public, take calls. They're our go-to people, and so we're really excited to have her on the team, filling that role in that spot up there at our Aberdeen office. I think when I visited her with the other day, she said she was still drinking by the fire hose, but she's a very fast learner, and we're excited to have her fill that position. So again, welcome to the team. Appreciate the work that you've done so far and look forward to continue working with you and supporting the staff and our customers up there in the Aberdeen and North Central part of the state. Madam Chair, those are the two new staff I have from Division of Wildlife. I'll turn it over to Al Nedved from Parks and Rec Division.
Very good. Thank you. And welcome to both of you for being part of the, South Dakota GF&P team. Welcome, Al.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, members of the Commission, Secretary Roebling, and Al Nedved, Deputy Director for the Division of Parks and Recreation. And today we have three new members of the Parks family here we'd like to introduce, and hopefully we can find them all on there. But the first comes to us from Lake Herman State Park, which is our what we call District 5. District 5 consists of Lake Herman State Park on Lake Herman, also Walker's Point, Johnson's Point on Lake Madison, and also all the areas on Lake Thompson as well. So a very big district, a lot of water-based recreation going on there, and just a really, really busy place. So Ramsey Layton is our new park maintenance foreman for District 5. He started November 29th. He is a recent graduate of SDSU, I believe, in 2022. Grew up on a family farm just west of Madison there, so he's not too far from home. And I believe his previous experience was with Lake County Conservation District there. So we're real excited to have Ramsey on with us there at Lake Herman in that district there. We got a lot of things going on in that district. Part of it is, you know, we're still recovering from the storm from last year that took out a lot of trees, and we're still heavily involved in cleaning up from that disaster and planting new trees in that park and kind of getting it back to hopefully where it was there. So again, we welcome Ramsey to the division and look forward to seeing more at Lake Herman. Next up, we're traveling up to Roy Lake State Park. Becky Wade is our newest park maintenance technician to join us at the Roy Lake State Park site there. So Becky's been with us for several years now. She was very instrumental when we made the transition from the resort facilities to be incorporated into the state park facilities there. She was heavily involved in the cleaning and maintenance and customer service up there, and just there's just been a tremendous amount of good work that's went into those facilities and Roy Lake State Park in the recent years there. And I know Becky's been a big part of that. So now she's on with us full time, and I know I got a chance to meet her last week at the onboarding there. I know she's a busy grandma and got a lot of family in the area there as well. And we're glad to have Becky on board and part of the ongoing efforts up there at Roy Lake. And then last, down at Lewis and Clark Recreation Area, Jim Denherter started with us on November 15th. Jim comes to us from Sioux Center, Iowa. He ran a landscaping business there in Sioux Center there. So he had a place here in the Yankton area and thought this would be a great place to live and work, and made that transition here recently. So, again, we're real excited to have anybody who can bring more beauty and trees and landscaping ideas to our state parks. And Lewis and Clark is an incredible place to let your talents go there. So I know Jim, I got a chance to visit with him during the onboarding session there as well, and I'm pretty confident he's going to bring a lot of great skills and ideas to the Lake Lewis and Clark region down there as well. So welcome, Jim. With that, that's all the new employees for the Parks Division for this month.
All right, very good. Congratulations, Ramsey, Becky, and Jim. Welcome aboard. With that, Secretary Roebling.
Well, thank you again, Madam Chair. I just wanted to add to that, we are trying something new in the department where we're doing a quarterly onboarding session in Pier, and we did our first one here last week. We brought in about 60 new staff and their supervisors to meet the Pier office, essentially. And it was very well received. Went over a nice presentation, had lunch with the folks, and just have the opportunity to shake their hands, meet them in person. And we'll be doing it every 3 to 4 months, and I'm looking forward to our next one already. So it's been great to see all the new members of Team GF&P in that way, and I'm glad we're starting that new process. So just wanted to throw that out there.
Very good. Excellent. With that, we